Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to another episode of the Same Brain Podcast. Let's roll that intro and then we can tell them where we are.
Okay.
So, we are in nature right now. And if you're listening, you may be able to hear some sounds of ducks.
There's some mallards. There's some roosters. There is a blue jay directly at my 3 o'clock. Do you see the blue jay, Justine?
I think that's Jake, actually.
Up the hill.
Oh my God, there is one. Holy moly.
It's like, I can tell the difference between a blue jay and a human. Thank you so much. But yeah, it's really nice. It's like, we're basically like an hour and a half from where we live. Like, we're basically like an hour outside of Los Angeles.
Yeah, we've always wanted to do this. Like, go out in the middle of nowhere and be able to do the podcast. But we got one of these Goal Zero. This is the Yeti 1000 core, and it's basically powering everything. I can actually power this thing with solar. We did have it plugged into solar earlier, and we got it fully charged to 100%, but now the sun's starting to go down, so we just unplugged it for the sake of the shot, really.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, it's just really cool, because it's like, if you are on like a long trip and you can't charge this battery, you use the sun if you have the sun. So it's pretty cool.
Well, it's even cool. They have smaller versions of this too. So you guys have probably seen it in some of my videos. Like, anytime I need to like charge something, I bring up this big like portable power pack. But it's great because, you know, like gas generators and stuff, like you need to go get gas. They're loud. This is silent.
Honestly, I could have used this because I did a live stream and I ran out of outlets.
Oh yeah, that's a problem.
Like, and where I was like positioned on my desk, like there were short little cords. I could have used this to charge all my stuff. Huh.
Hold on, I have to yawn.
Interesting. It's okay. It's been tech season. It has been very, very busy time. And I am. What?
No, I was just saying tech season, dude.
Tech season.
I am not a human.
I feel like I don't even have anything to show for it, but I feel like I've worked on so many different things. But like the amount of content I've produced, I feel like I shouldn't have an excuse to be tired. But behind the scenes, there's been a lot going on.
Yeah, I think that's also, I know, I'm like, I shot for a whole day, but the things that we were shooting were like Instagram stories, like some TikToks. Yeah. And it's like, I love how brands will be like, oh yeah, well, it's just like, you know, some Instagram stories or TikTok reel. I mean, yeah, but I want this to be high quality. So I'm literally still setting up a full shoot.
Yes.
To shoot your TikToks, mm-hmm, and your Instagram stories.
For sure. I mean, Armando and I were out for literally 8 hours filming for a 60-second reel. And I was like, no, I want it to be good. But like, you know, 8 hours filming, 3 hours driving, an hour getting ready. And then before that, I went to the doctor. So I had like a 16-hour day. And I got home and I was like, man, I feel like I feel wrecked.
Yeah. Well, I guess that same day, Nathan and I went out to film some drone footage. And I told him sunrise. And then he's like, yeah, what about like 6 or what about 7? I go, oh, we should probably leave earlier. That was a mistake.
There was no sun.
Well, that was a mistake because I slept in. And Nathan's at the door. I go, oh, I'm not ready. And then he's like, well, I'll go get us coffees. So he went and got us coffees. I got myself ready. And it was a whole thing.
That was very irresponsible of you.
Absolutely. You know what happened? I set my alarm for 6:15 instead of 5:15. And that was still...
That's still... It's very irresponsible. It's still a human error. I get it. No, it happens. I mean, I woke up at 5 a.m. today and I was like, please go back to sleep. Please go back to sleep. Like my little eyes were like, no, they don't want to be awake yet. But I knew I should wake up. But I was like, no, I just need to stay in bed and just rest for like another hour. And I still feel horrible. So
yeah.
But it's okay. Tech season. What would you say is your favorite thing?
Okay, so a lot of stuff has been released, but this is something I haven't even talked about yet. I may or may not have impulsively.
Yep, there you go.
Bought a Tesla, just on a whim. It's all actually Armando's fault, who is helping film this video right now. We were in the middle of filming for the iPhone 13. Okay, ooh. This story hasn't even been. I may have posted the video. I don't even know. And he's like, have you ever felt the power of the Tesla? He said it just like
felt
that.
Felt the power of the Tesla.
And I was like, well, I mean, like, I've driven it. Like, actually, maybe not. So, freaking floors it. My face gets smashed into the back of the seat. And I felt like I had, like, my body got left behind.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
And then I was joking. I was like, okay, well, if there is one in inventory, which is very rare, like the likelihood that they would have one in the inventory that I could get it same day, it's very unlikely.
The thing about Justine is if she can't have it same day, chance she'll still probably order it. And when it shows up, she'll be like, oh, I forgot I ordered this. But if she can't have it same day, she's not going to want it.
Yeah. So same freaking day. We look on there. I go, oh my God, there's a Tesla Model S Plaid. I was like, do I want that? And Armando was like, yeah, you do. So to reserve the Tesla, it's like $100.
Free?
Yeah. It's $100. It's like...
To reserve, is it refundable?
Is it refundable?
We think it might be refundable.
I think it is refundable. I think I might refund my Cybertruck because I don't think it's ever coming out. So,
well, I would assume they wouldn't charge you if it didn't come out. It's never going to come out. Refund back.
So that's why I was like, all right, cool. There's one in inventory. I freaking do the whatever. And at this time, I also didn't have a driver's license.
Love that.
Because my wallet got stolen. I had no form of identification except a passport. Didn't have a single credit card. Lost.
Even better.
Nothing. I had nothing. And I'm like, what are we going to do? I have literally no identification. I have nothing. And to go through the whole process, what are you doing?
You feel so loud.
Well, then you got to turn it down in your head.
How?
This. The volume.
You're so loud. Is that better?
Is that better for you?
Hello?
That's better for me.
You didn't have a driver's license. You didn't have a credit card.
No, because everything got stolen. So I had no form of identification. I went to the bank and they're like, well, we can't do anything for you because you have nothing. You have no identification.
Prove yourself. This is why we need digital identity.
That's what I said. I did thankfully have a photo of my ID. I had some insurance cards that I was able to upload. So the whole process, it was crazy because there's like no phone number to call Tesla. It's like, hi.
You don't have a phone call? A phone number?
Well, no, we couldn't. Then we somehow, Armando was able to find a number to call and we talked to some dude and he goes, yeah, this is really crazy. This really never usually happens, but that car is here available and you can get it.
I said, see you in 3 hours.
Yeah, because it was in San Diego.
I didn't say it. I don't know where I was.
So we had to drive two, three hours. We cruised up there. I left my actual car in some random parking lot. Oh. And then Armando, you ended up driving my car. He had to drive my car back to his house and then drove the car back to my real home in Los Angeles, like later on. Anyway.
It sounds like a lot of impulsive decisions that happened. I remember you called me. You're like, I bought a Tesla. And I don't know. I was in a different state doing something. And I go, what? And then like I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I gotta drive to San Diego. Why? And I'm like what just happened?
Honestly,
but yeah, but it's cool. I've been, you know, you let me ride in it. I haven't driven it yet.
There's almost been several impulsive times that I've bought one, like when my other Mercedes car, like there was something, it had like some weird leak, something happened and it basically stopped working.
It like flooded itself. It's like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. But the thing was, it happened right next to a Tesla dealership. So I tried to buy one then and I impulsively could not. So
I
was like, all right, well, guess I'll wait. Anyway, this car is freaking amazing. It is so fast. It is unlike anything I've ever experienced.
It's what is it? The fastest car?
Oh, there's a doggy. Oh, it's a baby.
There is a tiny puppy.
Oh, look at you. Gosh.
Should we let him go ahead?
Yeah, come. You want to come see
the puppy? If the puppy gets on my lap, I will lose my mind.
It's like a little puppy. Is that a little Rottweiler?
Looks like a little Rottweiler.
Oh, my God.
Rottweiler puppies.
Oh, come here.
Even them is full grown. Just so cute. So sweet. Sweet little creatures.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come here. Oh my God, please bite my arm. Like, whatever.
Hey,
I would love
around.
It.
Hey,
oh my God,
it's not going to bite your arm.
Well, like, but puppies do little nibble bites.
Oh, they do. Sometimes it hurts. Anyway, okay.
Tesla fast. So, we did it. We put it into Plaid mode and I almost threw up on myself.
Yeah, when you did it, I don't even think you fully.
It wasn't even
I didn't
plaid
even
mode.
Get the full experience.
No.
But I felt funny for a couple days after.
Oh, yeah. I definitely felt messed up. Anyway.
My only concern is with you is like you pass out on roller coasters.
That's why I know I felt messed up for a while. Like after I did that a few times, I was like, I could pass out doing this.
Well, yeah, behind the wheel. That's not safe.
I'm also a bad driver. So you
are a horrible
day
driver.
Day two of owning it, it's a very wide body. it's wide. Wide and low. Freaking, I hit a curb.
You didn't hit a curb. You destroyed a curb going like 30 miles around a curb,
oh my God,
like around a bend.
But like, who put that there is the question.
Probably the city. We were like in Hollywood. So like, I'm going to assume like the city put that there.
So I already need to get my rims fixed, so I'm upset about it. Then yesterday or the day before, there was a trash can and I was like, oh, I could get out and move that. But like, no, I can meander around it. Freaking.
So here is my, oh, please come over here, puppy. The puppy will not come to us. Here's my concern and my like thing with Tesla.
Sorry,
like, you were moving forward and it was like sensing. It's like, oh, there's something up there. I'm like, but why isn't it activating the front facing camera when you're pulling forward and it senses something?
I think there's maybe like a setting.
I don't think there's a setting. I just don't think it does it. There are so many other cars where if you're getting close to something, it will activate the front camera so you can see. This is a very expensive car, and this is like minor technology. When the technology is there, why is that not activated?
No, it's probably a setting,
why won't
dude.
The front-facing camera activate when you're getting close to something?
It software me, update.
It makes me very mad.
Software update, Elon!
Armando, when you get close to something, moving forward, does it activate front-facing the front camera?
What is
wrong with Tesla? Dude, like, come on. This is a simple thing. Like, what is wrong with you? I don't care that your car can go fast. You can hit a wall.
The thing is, I'm not even a Tesla fan.
So here's also my problem with
Tesla. I say
that,
but man, this car is freaking nice.
They are very nice. It just infuriates me. Like, in your other car, you had like the overhead like 360, which was like a really cool feature too. And then there was something else. I was like, well, can I like kick my foot to open the trunk? And you're like, no.
Oh, wow. I want to kick the foot. Yeah, but you can't do. You can't go, wee!
For how expensive this car is like it should know what I'm thinking and open up the trunk itself.
But you can't go, wee!
I can go, wee.
No, you can't go, wee. You are not going, wee.
But the wee makes me feel physically ill.
Man, I'll tell you what though, those heated seats feel so warm.
Yes, other cars have that.
Yeah, but the what's it called? What's my steering wheel? What is it? The yoke?
I don't like the steering wheel.
I
like,
love it.
It just doesn't seem practical.
Dude,
I feel like
you need to relearn
how to drive.
I did.
That's probably a good thing.
I mean, I hit a few things in the process, but that's not really that. Yeah. What's that sound?
Wind.
Oh my God.
I should have brought my wind things. I had wind covers.
I thought we were being invaded.
We could be. The ducks are coming. No,
question. I think
your car is very nice. Don't get me wrong. There's just these tiny practical features where I'm like, wouldn't this make your life easier?
She's still talking. It's nice.
Wouldn't it make your life easier if you were able to see? Like today you almost drove in a ditch because you didn't see it.
Well, I will.
Activate front-facing camera. Front camera.
Okay.
No, the ditch would have seen it.
But it drives for me. Which is also, it's terrifying. Like I'm not trusting of it enough.
Yeah.
I also, it has this thing now in beta. It's like your safety score to give you like the full autonomous driving. I'm getting bad scores.
Because you are a bad driver.
You're mean.
You said it.
Dude, no, you're right. But
either way,
this freaking car is incredible. And it honestly kind of made me excited about technology again. Because I feel like a lot of the stuff that we've been covering are just kind of like small iterations and upgrades of things. And this is like a whole new experience, at least for me. Because I've never had a Tesla. I'm not really a car person. I didn't even get like the car phenomenon, like the supercars, until I got in the seat of that McLaren.
I was going to say, I feel like you say you're not a car person, but we get very excited about cars.
I know.
Like every time we get into a new one,
I know.
This is cool.
But I don't think, like, I'm not like a car.
And
I don't know. Okay, I do like cars. I guess I'm a liar.
Yeah. I'm like, you do like cars. Like the McLaren. We had like the Bronco.
Yeah.
You know, we had the Raptor. The Raptor, the Mach-E.
The Jaguar. Oh my God, even like the new
Jaguar.
Cadillac.
Oh, he pays.
The new Lyriq.
I just got into Rivian. I saw it for the first time.
Wait, I'm going to take back everything. I think I like cars. I think I like to say that I don't like cars because I don't want to be like, you know. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to like what I like. And I'm sure all the commenters are going to be like, your dad bought you that car. He paid for it. But you don't see people saying that on all the other dudes. Oh, your
I feel
dad-
like you're really loud outside of my head.
Am I loud? Maybe I am. I don't know. Maybe my headphones.
Jake is shaking his head no. But to me, I feel like you're screaming in everyone around. In nature.
Do you think on all the guys reviewing Teslas that they get those types of comments? I'm curious. I'm just curious.
You know, I will say, I don't know.
I want to ask them.
They don't get like the as like aggressive comments. It's just like, oh, must be nice to be rich.
No, but I feel like they applaud it. They're like, wow, that's a great Gucci whatever outfit you got with your Supreme, your whatever.
Did your dad read, buy if you don't read the comments, then you don't see the hate. That's the hate.
I mean,
that's what I like.
Like, my mom could have bought it for me.
Yeah.
My mom bought me
the car. Grandma could have bought it for you.
It's true.
Anybody.
I freaking bought it myself.
You could have bought it with your Bitcoin. Speaking of. We have, you know.
Moon.
When we're filming this, my moon wallet is looking nice. We've had, you know, Ethereum all-time high. I'm getting into Solana. I just bought some, I don't actually know how to say it. IOTX. I bought it.
When?
I bought it last night while peeing.
Excuse me.
And it doubled when I woke up.
Told
you last night. Sent it to the group. I said, guys, I'm getting into this token. Bought it last night while peeing and it doubled.
Wait, you.
Maybe I sent it this morning.
You sent it this morning, dude. Because if I would have saw that, you know I would have hopped into my Coinbase and I would have been making some money moves.
Maybe I sent this morning. Well, the good news is it's fluctuating, so you can buy the dip. I don't know. I like my moon tokens. When will we be on the moon? You know, I keep waiting.
Speaking of the moon, so there's a show I've been watching, Invasion.
It's so bad.
Oh, my God. I love Apple TV. They've got a lot of good content.
So many good. Like, every show I watch, I'm like, this is fantastic. Beautifully shot.
Yeah.
Well scripted. Morning show. Best show.
And I love aliens.
I haven't seen an alien.
Yeah, well, I know.
No, spoiler.
Freaking $200 million budget.
How?
I don't know. Nothing makes sense.
And not to be like rude, but like, are there any like big names in the show?
So I think the guy, I'm blanking on his name.
Exactly.
Okay, but the one girl.
No, they're good.
No. The girl, the blonde girl who was the communications director in Japan.
Oh, she's great.
I love her. She was in Deadpool. She's been in a couple of things. And then I think the main dude at the beginning who, like, I felt like this whole story was going to be about, the sheriff.
Well, don't spoilers.
I know.
No spoilers.
I'm just saying, the sheriff.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't say. I don't know.
Well, no, anyway. No, we won't say. But you know what I mean? Like, where was this budget spent? Because I think it was spent
on travel. It's like, oh, are we in London? We're in Japan now. You guys are running from nothing because we haven't even seen anything. $200 million. Right.
It's an interesting show. I will say that the one character... I absolutely despise his behavior.
The husband.
I'm like, you are actively trying to be the worst possible person on earth, I feel like. Like, what is your deal, dude?
If that was me, I would have run him over with my car.
His body would have been in the lake. I don't even care. It would have been over there with a cinder block attached to it.
See, this is where we play the soundtrack, No Body, No Crime.
Well, that's actually a horrible way to hide a body, so I wouldn't do that. This lake is probably
we can't talk to Brian Laundrie, unfortunately.
He's an idiot.
I was hoping.
Do we know what happened with the
guy? I was hoping they would have found him alive because, let me at him.
Anyway, don't do murder and don't do crime.
No,
but
don't do any of that.
The show, this guy, if this was a real life situation, he deserved it. He deserved the real. If you watch the show, you'll get it. You'll instantly. This character is just instantly.
He's a poor. Just everything about him.
It's terrible.
I can't turn my neck to the left.
I have pulled a muscle in my chest, so I can't move either.
Ow.
It's been a really interesting situation with how I feel. I went to the doctor because I was certain that I was dying. I was like, this is it. I'm dying.
But
I don't feel sick. I was like, something doesn't feel right.
So,
and you know how they say to trust your body? I was like, I trust I am dying.
Well, here's the thing.
We're all dying.
But I don't feel like they can, like, I feel there may be something wrong, but it's like the blood tests can come back fine. But like,
they came back fine.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know.
They don't know. How are your iron levels?
My arm levels?
Iron?
I don't think they tested that.
What the heck did they test for?
I should check. I don't know. Everything was like, oh, you're fine. I'm like, okay. You say I'm fine.
I don't like that.
I think I'm just, I don't like it either. I'm like, yo, scan me.
I think you got low iron.
Give me a scan.
I want to get a scan too. Okay, so actually there is a scan. I found this doctor on TikTok.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. he is like a premier ADHD doctor. And
we need that because we have been skipping around greatly in these subjects.
No, it just sucks because it's like the ADHD TikTok has made me feel normal. I'm like, oh my God, you guys all do that too? I just thought that was just something that I did. Anyway, they do full brain scans to show you like where the activity is and if you do in fact have ADHD. So it's not like you're not basing it off of like symptoms.
Yeah.
It's like actual data.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I think you should. And if it comes back, I'll be like, okay, you're not just being dramatic.
No.
I don't think you're being dramatic. I just think that sometimes you like use it to your, you use it as an excuse.
But I don't use it as an excuse. You tell me to do something, I literally, it's like it go, it
no,
disappears.
Because you don't do things you don't want to do. Like there's so many things that I want to do, but you have to do. And then like you're being, like people have to like hound you to do it.
Yeah, but then there's ADHD paralysis. Have you experienced it?
Yeah,
possibly?
But I've also, probably, yeah, the pandemic has caused me to be very distracted easily. Like, I'll open up my computer to do something, and I'm doing something completely different, and then I'll forget, and then I'll go do laundry, and then I'm like, oh, I'm hungry, and then I go back to my computer, do something else, and then I take a nap.
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, being distracted, but then there's just, like, the whole thing, just, like, my entire life of struggles that now I'm like, oh.
Well, I won't dismiss your life struggles, because I'm not you.
No.
But I'm dying. And my blood work is fine.
I'm not.
I have a neck. I have a neck thing. There's a thing in my neck where it feels like there is just this like tension and squeezing, and it goes down underneath my collarbone. So I'm like, what is this feeling? It's been going on for weeks. It could be the muscle, but it doesn't hurt when I move. It's really, it's just death approaching.
Well, since your doctor wasn't helping you, do you think maybe somebody over there will help us?
She was very nice. No, she was nice. She told me, she said, I feel a knot on your muscle underneath. I do feel a knot on your muscle. She goes, I do not think it's lymph nodes. I don't think it's this. She's like, try heating pads. She's like, do you like massages? You should get massages. I said, I will get one every single day if that is requested of me.
The doctor requested.
Doctor said I have to get this. No, she was very nice and she was very patient and she was listening and she was great.
No, that's great.
I think she did everything she could at that time. And she's like, just keep track. And like, if anything changes, you let me know and we will run more tests.
Okay.
So she was nice.
No, that's good. Well, I'm glad you had a good experience.
Yeah.
It's getting chilly.
Sun goes down on my side of town. I don't know the rest of it.
Is that the song where they talk about
the
Applebee's?
TikTok.
Did they mention Applebee's in that song? Does anybody remember?
No.
I think they do.
No. No, it's a different one.
Are you sure? What's the Applebee's song? Where they start talking about like something about Applebee's.
Like going, it's like a date night at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a different song.
I was like, are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm not sure.
So tech season, we're about 20 minutes in, haven't talked about tech except the Tesla.
My MacBook Pro is not here yet.
Mine is here, but I'm still using my review unit because I already have everything set up and I've got some edits already started on it. So as soon as I complete those, I'm so excited to get mine set up.
Yeah, my shipping dates, it was supposed to be yesterday and then it was supposed to be in 2 days and then it was supposed to be tomorrow and then I got bumped to next week again. So it might be here.
So
I'm enjoying my watch. I feel like I have the new watch. It's nice. I'm a big fan of the silver stainless steel. It looks so good. I've already scratched it, though.
I'm upset that I didn't get the gold.
Yeah, you could look like me.
I didn't get the gold is shocking because I really wanted the Starlight because I thought the Starlight would be a little more pink. But I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Starlight. But because I wear all kinds of like gold jewelry, like I just feel like the gold is more me.
How are you enjoying your new phone?
Oh, I'm loving my new phone.
Yeah. Do you notice much of a difference? Faster. I cannot tell a difference with the screen. I can't tell a difference.
Oh,
maybe it's a little brighter.
I definitely could initially, but now it's just like it is what it is. But yeah, going from not having the adaptive refresh, like I definitely could tell.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm not sure. I will say I don't know if it's my app settings, but like my battery hasn't been much better either.
Mine's been good.
Maybe I did just take everything and copied it over to my new phone.
I started mine brand new.
It could be a personal problem.
Yeah.
Honestly, nothing ever works for me.
It's true.
It's
your body's shutting down.
Yeah. All of our bodies are technically shutting down.
It's true. Each day you're dying. Like
you're never going to be younger than you are right now.
Yeah.
This is the youngest we'll be. And I'm sitting here with you.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does that mean you're wasting your time? Or are you saying that I'm old?
No, I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
But I will say the older I get, the more I rethink how I spend my time. Like if somebody's like, oh, do you want to come do this? Like if I don't want to do it, I'm going to be like, I will politely decline. Because younger, I feel like when you're younger, you don't want to like hurt people's feelings. I still don't want to hurt people's feelings, but I had a hard time saying no. Now I realize with my every exhausted day, I'm only going to do things that I want to do for the most part.
Yeah, definitely. And I also feel like I know, like, just, oh God, it's just like having to do so much work all the time. And it's like, oh man, I should be spending time doing this or that or that. But then I'm like, well, if I don't work, then I don't make money and then I can't exist or I live or then I can't help my family or I can't do anything else. What am I going to do? It is just a vicious cycle.
And here's the problem,
we're not all alone. Like, this is like what everyone's going through.
I know. And when I'm not working, I am constantly thinking about how I should be working or what I should be doing. I woke up at 3 a.m. because I was like, I woke up at 3 a.m. and the first thought was, I didn't reply to this email, which potentially could say something about something else, which could affect my decision on something else. And if I go to this, and that was my thought at 3 a.m. And then I was like, okay, I'm not going to get my phone because that's insane. I didn't even read the email and I'm already assuming it's asking me to do something that will also affect another decision. I was right, by the way. I finally read the email. But I was like, dude, why is this what I'm thinking about at 3 a.m.? You should be seeping, thinking about dogs and like a ranch and vacation. And I'm over here worrying about an email. Ooh, I hit my, oh, look at that reflex.
Whoa.
You know what? They didn't test that at the doctor, but
I
good thing.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Is it because I'm too old?
I don't know.
Look at that. Dude. Can we get you?
No, I don't want to get gotten.
Okay.
My nighttime thought was, get out of here. My nighttime thought was, did I donate some leggings that I want, that I need to wear for this weekend? Weekend? Weekend.
Weekend? Weekend. Seriously, look at that.
And now, and I was like, if I don't get up and check now, I'm going to forget. And guess what? I forgot. I just remember now. So, and the weekend is here and I'm not going to be able to have time to go get them if I did donate them. So that's really the end of my story.
What are these, like, special leggings?
Yeah, they're, like, warm to keep me warm.
Ah. You could probably just buy a new pair.
Honestly, I'm probably just going to wear Lululemon like you.
When did they stop checking your knee reflex and your elbow reflex?
Wait, where is yours at?
It's, like, right here.
Shut up.
Dude, watch.
That's not where mine is. Mine's right here.
Well, what? Why is my leg doing this when I hit it there, then? Yeah, true. They usually...
You're weird.
No, come here.
No, get out of here.
I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to hit you hard.
No, Ow!
Okay, you moved, You moved, and you caused it to be painful. Where I'm hit, that's true, because don't they hit your, like, lower? Like, oh, wait, it works there, too.
That's weird. You're weird.
What the heck is that, then?
So, here's what I'm thinking.
I gotta look this up.
I'll look it up later. I'm getting cold. What the freak?
Is something getting murdered?
What is it?
We have heard back from production team. It's Rooster. It's a cock-a-doodle-doo. So our niece, she's 2, and we were telling her about roosters. We're like, yeah, roosters go cock-a-doodle-doo. So then we're like, what's that, Brynn? And she would just say the first word of cock-a-doodle-doo. And we're like, okay, we need to, she's like, well, you guys get it. You get it. So now we have to tell it. We're like, it's a rooster, and it just goes doodle-doodle-doo.
Yeah, because she's, for a while, would only say the first word of,
we're like,
something.
No.
See, we're like, oh, she's like running around saying that. And we're like, doodle doo, Brynn.
Just call it a doodle doodle doo. Dude, she fell so hard last night.
Dude, this girl, she ate it.
Is a wild. She was sprinting around the house, sprinting. And she
just cleaned up some water.
They did. And this, like, Brie was like filming our sister. Oh, man. These kids, they fall hard.
Dude, I know.
I think she's okay.
She's fine.
She's FaceTimed me 17,000 times since then. It's funny because she knows how to activate Siri.
Mm-hmm.
She'll, like, the other day, so she calls our mom, her grandma, Nunny. She grabbed my sister's phone. She goes, hey, Siri, call Nunny. And I'm like, how did she even learn that? Like, you're 2. And
right.
I was like, Brie, do you use Siri to call, like, our mom or call people? She goes, no, never. Like,
that's weird.
I just physically do it. But she knew to say, hey, Siri, call Nunny. Now, she didn't know that Nunny is not on the phone, is that? But
that's a problem.
I'm like, duh, Brynn, it's mommy or mom, but it's so crazy. Look, she's 2 years old, and she somehow learned to say, hey, Siri, call so-and-so. Like, she knows it does, like, requests.
Because I think she was doing it on the Apple Watch, like, with our mom.
That is true, on the Apple Watch.
So my mom was showing her how to say, like, hey, Siri, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but for her to know, like, an Apple Watch as well as a phone can do those tasks. And then I don't think she can read, but I also think she can read freakishly. Like, I'm pretty sure she can read. But she will grab my sister's phone and go through and see the pictures and click on the profile and know to do FaceTime to FaceTime who she wants to talk to.
It's hilarious. And then she's like, Jesse, Jenna, and just starts freaking out.
Yeah. And she'll call me, and she's like, Jenna. And then I'm like, hey. And she'll say, okay, bye. And hang up and then call someone else.
It's like, what are you doing?
I'm like, dude. And then call me again. And she was like, call Pap. And I'm like, you called me. But yeah, it's fascinating that, like, children are growing up with this technology and, like, literally growing up with it. Like, they're our future. Like, what are they going to create, you know? What are these kids going to make?
Probably some cool stuff.
I hope so.
You guys better do some cool stuff or I'm going to be really upset. I'm going to be rolling around in my grave being like, you should have done cool stuff. Yeah. Maybe you can bring me back.
Do you really want to come back?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Just, you guys decide and then figure it out. And, like, you know where I'll be. The ground.
I'm going to be on a mantle somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know whose, because, like, I'm technically the youngest of the family.
True.
And then there's Brynn.
She's not going to want
you're not going to want me on the mantle.
No, actually, so I've been getting served some TikTok ads. Get this.
You can put them into diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She probably would want a diamond.
Yeah, I would.
But, like, would you?
No, it's kind of weird. Anyway, speaking of diamonds, this ring that I'm wearing is the Aura ring. we actually did an interview.
We did a whole podcast.
I know.
So we won't
with
talk
the CEO.
Too much.
We, no, we won't talk about too much. But I'm, oh man, this thing is so cool. I freaking love it so much.
It's really cool. It's been helping me just be.
It's a sleep tracker for those.
Yes, it's a sleep tracker. It'll track, obviously, like throughout the day. You can wear it as well when you're awake. It'll, you know, if I go for walks or you exercise, it'll pick up on that. You can add tags of what you're doing, and it'll learn your body. It'll learn your temperature, so it does temperature with the skin.
Yes.
Correct? Because it's funny, because when we did do the podcast, this was interesting. He was saying how, like the Apple Watch, you know, people have different skin, different textures, different like hair, like so. It's like all of the sensors like have to take all of that kind of into. Or it's like they kind of treat it as it's the right. same. Whereas with like a finger, I mean, I guess people have hair on their finger, but like.
No, but the, most of the sensors are on the bottom, on your palm. Like for like the most of them are on the bottom.
Which way do you wear your ring? Which way does the flat go?
The flat goes on the top.
I thought flat went on the bottom.
No.
Because I thought like if you put your hand down, it would be flat.
No. Round.
I've been wearing my ring wrong.
That's okay.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does. But yeah, the
nobody told me.
That might be in a document somewhere.
There's a document? I didn't read anything.
That's okay.
So, anyway, but it's interesting because I don't like wearing things. Even when I had an Apple Watch, I was like, I'm not going to wear an Apple Watch. And now that it's like helping me try to improve my health, especially since I'm on this journey of like, why do I feel so crappy?
Yeah.
You know, this is helping me realize my sleep is terrible, but kind of like making me think of how I can be better.
Right. There's so many things that we learned. I can't wait to share it with you guys.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. But
I've learned a lot of things, especially like late dinners. Like last night I had a super late dinner, got
so
home.
Did I.
And it was like your heart rate was late. Was that was high last night? Like try to, you know, get ready for bed earlier. Like eat. I don't know if it tells you to eat early because it doesn't know. But it's like your heart resting heart rate was higher than usual.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. So many things can take that into account, like alcohol, coffee, working out too late. And those are all like interesting factors. So.
Yeah, it's a cool podcast. Yeah. You can either look out for it or it has already been posted.
It is what it is.
We are shooting things
not in order.
No, they're just happening as it's happening. We are just surviving tech season.
I'm barely surviving. There honestly was a point that I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. But we're still making it, and I'm going to survive. We are survivors. But I think that this is going to be a short podcast because I'm starting to get cold.
Hey, how do you feel about... chocolate milk, not chocolate milk, chocolate hot chocolate. Milk. Like we get like a hot chocolate.
Oh my God, yes.
Ooh, that sounds so
good. Oh my God, I will put it into my Tesla map and it'll find me a hot chocolate.
And we can also pee there. Dude, what you should have done
I could
is
probably
we should
get a supercharge.
We should have brought like some type of little stove where we could have like boiled water and like made our own for like a real outdoor adventure.
Do you know how much stuff I had to load into my car today? Like I don't,
hey,
I
look,
even had a stove. I should have brought the stove.
Look, I'm just here. We could have made like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
How good would hot mac and cheese be right now?
Well, here's the thing. We've got this Goal Zero. Like, this is mine. Like, we can do whatever. We can do it again. We can do this whenever we want.
We can do it whenever we want. These are all facts.
Yeah. Well, guys, this was just a quick podcast. I think that you're all awesome. Most of you. I will say, there are some people that tweet me, and I'm like, who gave you a phone?
Maybe they're on a computer at the library.
There you go.
We don't assume anything.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching. And if you want to subscribe to the YouTube channel, you can check it out, youtube.com/samebrain. And of course, you can leave us voicemail messages on anchor.fm/samebrain.
Yes.
I actually just realized that we didn't read any
comments.
We didn't read any comments today.
Do you want to?
Should we?
Yes. All right, here we go. We have some reviews from Apple Podcasts. Thank you, everyone who has been leaving reviews. We still have 4.9 stars out of 5 because
someone is mean.
Someone is just really
don't
just
appreciate.
That's okay.
Quality content.
Well, you know who does? Hudson. Hudson said, this podcast is amazing. Hi, Justine and Jenna, with a wave. The Same Brain podcast is the only podcast I've ever listened to, and it has been the absolute best. You all should collab with each other doing a part two of Justine's M1 Mac Depot.
Oh my God, yeah. I was just thinking about that this year. I was like, oh, Mac Depot.
Was that last year?
That was last year.
For the
M1 13-inch.
Oh my gosh, it was. How about that? Okay, well, how about this? October 25th, Josh said, I love Same Brain. Hi, Justine and Jenna. I've been a fan of yours for almost 7 years now. Crazy. I love the podcast. I play it while I'm at work and it makes my day go by quick. We will not tell your employer. Y'all are a huge inspiration. Please keep doing what you're doing. P.S. Justine, could you replicate the scan dance? I was in that too.
We don't talk about scan
dance. We don't talk about those days.
No, it's gone. It's gone. We'll never do it again.
We don't know what, we don't know what you're talking about. We've deleted it.
We don't know what you're talking about. That never happened.
Never happened. Sorry. It never happened.
I'm looking for some voicemail messages. If you want to read another one.
Iconic, educational, all things in parentheses and hilarious. Thank you. Literally the only podcast I listen to until the end. Informative and entertaining. Well, I hope you listen to it to the end because this is when the reviews are happening.
Right.
Dear I, Justine and Jenna, I love this podcast. I normally don't like podcasts, but I like this one. You are my biggest inspirations, my biggest role models. Please never stop creating. Question. We have a question. What is your favorite Apple product so far?
Mine?
No. What is your favorite Apple product ever?
Ever?
I feel like I've read this one before.
I mean, it's like,
have I read this one before?
Probably. How come I can never find the voicemail messages in Anchor?
Probably because you're calling it voicemail.
It is voicemail.
It's a voice message.
No, it's a... Okay. It's a voicemail.
My favorite Apple product ever. I'm just going to... It's just... here's the thing. I'm just going to say iPhone. I think the iPhone is a fantastic device.
Yes.
I think the iPhone 10 was like revolutionary because isn't it when the button was like just all screen? We had the new look.
Yep.
And honestly, I can't remember because all the other ones are pretty much the same. We have found the voicemail.
I just called in to say, Happy Halloween! Happy Halloween. I didn't want to blow out the audio.
That's thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
You know, we
this is Sunfrog.
Hi, Sunfrog. We didn't do a Halloween episode. Remember when
we
didn't do that? We didn't
do it. Oh, we did a good one last year.
We did. We did that in front of the Xbox fridge.
We did a good one last year.
Spooky. Justine. My name is Dexter.
Dexter, hi.
12. From Ireland.
From Ireland.
I really love your podcast.
Thank you.
It's very interesting and helps me learn more about tech. Bye.
I don't think you learned much about tech in this episode today.
We've talked about putting bodies in the lake.
Mm.
But you know what? There are so many different podcasts about murder.
There is a lot. I listen to them.
Hi, Justine and Jenna. I love you both. I'm a really big fan of
you. Do you have a bug on me?
No, it's hair.
Are you sure?
It's hair.
Okay.
Sorry. Please say hi to Bree and Bryn for me, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We will say hi to them. We should. Yeah, Bryn has called me 77 times.
Wow.
During this podcast.
Wow. Okay, now it's time to go.
I have received confirmation from my body that it is cold.
My fingies are freezing. When we were in Hawaii, look, this doesn't turn purple. So are yours, sort of.
No, this just looked like that.
No, but this
we climbed a mountain. It was like the first day of us, like we were filming. My backpack was probably 35 pounds. We climbed up to this mountain. We climbed like 4 miles up. And we get to the top. It is so windy and so cold. I had like a tank top on because when I started at the bottom, it's August, middle of summer, 95 degrees, hot. So we get to the top, it's like 45 degrees and windy. And I look at Justine and your fingers were purple.
It was bad. I mean, they're getting there.
I was like, dude, are you okay? And you're like, I don't think so.
I have poor circulation. Like, look at that. Turning purple already.
That's pretty bad. All right.
I'm gross.
All right, but guys, thank you so much for listening or watching. We will see you again next time. Check out our personal channels.
Channers.
Check out. You can check out our personal channels if you would like to see more of this
quality
behavior
content.
Bye.
Bye.
Channers.
I'm so cool. Bye.